Jewish news from down under.
Down under.
With Vic Aladar.
Good day, mate.
Good day, mate. How are you, Vic?
Good day. I'm very well, thank you. Good to talk to you.
Always good to speak to you. Vic, let's get straight into it. I want to start, before we start with the story about the Queen, I would very much like to talk about this drugs in the Third Reich and what on earth it actually has to do with Australia.
It's actually a remarkable story. The only connection with Australia is that a book has uncovered this extraordinary story of drugs in the Third Reich, and the author of the book was here in Sydney just very recently to talk about his book, and so there is no connection to Australia other than the fact that we have so many Holocaust survivors in Sydney, in Australia.
Yeah.
But the only connection is that the author of this book was here just recently to promote his book, talk about his book, and that's where I came across it. And in fact, I've written a column which the mainstream media has actually picked up on about this amazing story.
Very interesting. So what's the book called?
So the book is called Blitzed, as in B-L-I-T-Z-E-D, and then the subtitle, Drugs in the Third Reich. And what it's all about is how people have sort of known, yes, Hitler had a lot of medication and drugs, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, he was an opium addict, I think.
And relied on drugs, and in the last years, certainly as pressure built up, the pressure of losing the war, his physician was giving him 28 pills a day plus a raft of injections.
Yeah.
But it's not just that. The amazing story here is that the German army relied on drugs as a component of its war machine. So, and in many battles, keeping soldiers awake for up to 17 days at a time.
Gosh.
17 days without sleep. And so what did that mean? It meant that if the German army decided they wanted to capture this particular bridge or whatever it is, this particular battle, so they would give their troops, their thousands of troops, millions, and I mean millions, of drugs, amphetamines, etc., to keep them awake so that they could charge towards that particular battle goal. The Allied armies would only be expecting them in, say, 2 weeks' time, 3 weeks' time, and suddenly the German army would arrive. And the Allies would say, how on earth did these guys get here so fast? And the reason was they didn't sleep. And so in some battles, 3 days, 4 days, an unbelievable story that – and in some days, in some battles, as I said, they kept the German soldiers awake for up to 17 days at a time. Now, obviously, there were consequences, as in cardiac arrests and heart attacks and physical collapse when the drugs wore off, etc. Also, they also used the drugs for torture. And what I'm referring to there is, I'm sure some of your listeners will have been to Sachsenhausen. Sachsenhausen was built in 1936, so one of the very first camps. It's about an hour north of Berlin. I've actually been there twice. And it was, while Auschwitz was the epicenter of the Holocaust, Sachsenhausen was a key camp in terms of that's where many of the Nazi, of the other camp leaders were trained and were taught how to run the camps. And so at Sachsenhausen, what they did was they wanted to use it to test shoe leather. And so they got the Jewish prisoners to wear these new shoes, which to test the leather, and they made them take these drugs, and then they forced them to walk for literally days and days and days at a time until they physically collapsed. The aim was that the Germans, the Nazis, didn't care about the Jewish prisoners. What happened to them? They wanted to test the leather and see how long the leather could last.
Gosh.
So, extraordinary stories in this book by the author. His name is Norman Ohler, O-H-L-E-R, and he spent 5 years on this research, and he makes the point, and a very important point, that Hitler did not murder because he was in some drunken haze or drug fueled haze, but on the contrary, that he was totally sane until the end. He was a master of his senses, and that all of what I've just been saying did not for one iota diminish his monstrous guilt and his monstrous crimes.
Incredible.
But it's an extraordinary story and has only just now come out.
So that's a Norman Ohler, Blitzed, Drugged drugs in the Third Reich. Yeah, I think it's a matter of time also before a book comes out about the relationship between the Nazis and the occult as well. Vic, let's quickly move on. A Jewish Australian has been knighted by the Queen for contribution to British economy.
Well, so his name is Frank Lowy, and I'm not aware, does South Africa have Westfield shopping centres?
No.
Okay, so the name is Frank Lowy, as in L-O-W-Y. Frank, it's the ultimate Australian story, as in born in Czechoslovakia, survived the Holocaust, lost his father in the Holocaust, was sent to a detention camp in Cyprus, fought in Israel's War of Independence, and then came out to Sydney way back when, in the early 1950s. He and a partner, a man named John Saunders, started a small little deli in one of our western suburbs, hence the name Westfield. And this small little deli in the small little western suburbs of Sydney is an international conglomerate. It is the biggest shopping center company in the United States, in Australia, in Britain. I'm not aware of Europe, possibly, but I don't know. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, his company also owns the site of where the Twin Towers were. The Twin Towers were the Twin Towers, but the site of the Twin Towers, you know, there's a new building which has been put up there,
right.
And that site is owned by the same Lowy family. He has three sons, Stephen, Frank, and David. One of the sons, Peter and David. Peter Lowy is head of Westfield in the United States. The other two sons are here in Sydney, and Frank himself is still chair of the company. And he has, just last week, he was knighted by Her Majesty the Queen for his amazing contribution to the British economy. And so he's now Sir Frank Lowy. And it's just great recognition for somebody, as I say, who had those beginnings, Holocaust, detention camp, Israel's War of Independence, and has made this extraordinary contribution. Not only is his contribution in shopping centers and in business, but there's a Lowy Institute here in Sydney, which is one of this country's top think tanks. And Frank started that a good 10 years ago now, I'd say. And at the time, he said it was his thank you to Australia for giving him a new life, for taking him in at a time of such difficulty. So just a very nice feel-good story. He's also, by the way, I should mention, the second or the third wealthiest person in the country, this country.
Wow. Okay. Vic, thank you. That's where we leave it today. Always enjoyable speaking to you. Definitely going to go and check out that Norman Ohler book, Blätzt, Drugs in the Third Reich. I think it's absolutely fascinating when you look at this. And thank you so much. We'll speak to you next Tuesday.
I look forward to it. Thank you very much, Kath.